Our top priority as an executive is our response to COVID-19, ensuring the continued successful rollout of our vaccination program right across the population, and also rebuilding our economy to sustain jobs and people's livelihoods. The five executive parties have shown that over this very challenging period, that when there is unity of purpose, we can tackle the biggest of challenges and get our society through. But we also have monumental challenges ahead, which will require that same unity of purpose, the same urgency as we tackle the totally unacceptable hospital waiting lists, which have left people crucified, in pain and without hope. We must immediately set about addressing these issues together. We must mount a case together to secure the funding from the British Government to rebuild and transform our incredible public health service. Our people and the heroic health service workers we are blessed with deserve nothing less indeed. Our economy, workers and sectors have all faced the double whammy in recent times, with the impact of the uncertainty created by Brexit, but also the unexpected onset of COVID. So recovery is now key. Each of the five parties within the executive all have distinct identities and different outlooks and policies. There are parties of the right, centre and left in coalition government, which is undoubtedly challenging to steer. We do not and will not always agree, but we're adults and we can get around the executive table. We can give our perspectives, we can voice our views and take decisions collectively in the best interests of the people that we are elected to serve. People want mature political leaders who will get things done. In taking the pledge of office, I am fully committed in the interest of the whole community and to working within the executive office with Mr. Girvan as First and Deputy First Ministers and Joint Heads of Government. Our mission is to deliver on public services, on health, education, jobs and the economy. We will not share common ground on the issue of Brexit, in which a majority of MLAs in this assembly rejected and a majority of citizens democratically voted to oppose. The protocol is a consequence of Brexit, which was championed by the Tories and the DUP. Its very purpose is to limit the impact of Brexit on the island of Ireland to protect the Good Friday Agreement, the all-Ireland economy, and avoids a hard border north to south. With access to both British and EU single markets, our agriculture, our retail, manufacturing sectors are ready to grasp the benefits of this market access and to fill the gaps in the supply chain, creating jobs and strengthening our economy. And on the issue of rights, we have seen the DUP resist these. I don't expect that to change. I will work with the other parties in this assembly and the executive towards achieving a progressive social reform agenda for women, children, Irish language speakers and newcomer communities. There is a requirement under the Good Friday Agreement for equivalent standards of protection of rights on the island, north and south. And the governments, both governments as co-guarantors of that agreement, have a responsibility to act whenever this assembly cannot. The entire cultural package agreed in New Decade, New Approach symbolises respect for diversity, tolerance and mutual respect for each other's identity and each other's culture. Ken Curley, I respect those of a British tradition and a unionist tradition within this House and within our wider community. I've tried to demonstrate that in my role as Deputy First Minister over the past 17 months. Language is fundamental to nationality. Agus mar sin, bhí ach gilig againg. The official recognition of the Irish language in this state, the repeal of draconian laws preventing Irish in the courts, and the appointment of a commissioner represents party of esteem. Taxpayers who use Irish in their everyday lives, including those who educate their children through Irish medium education, who wish to access public services through Irish, should do so. And as a public administration, that is a service. It is not a special privilege. Yet only 2 days ago in this chamber, the DUP voted against a translation service that was explicitly agreed in the New Decade, New Approach political agreement. That represented bad faith and a lack of leadership, and it really isn't acceptable. But as a society, we're only going forward. We are certainly not going backwards, and the process of change will not be stopped by anyone, including the DUP. So to conclude, Ken Corlea, New Decade, New Approach provided the basis to restore all of the political institutions of the Good Friday Agreement. It set out 80 commitments which need delivered by us all and without delay, including tackling health waiting lists, supports around the mental health of our young people, educational underachievement, the expansion of McGee University, the delivery of Casement Park, the AFI major road project, increase in police numbers, and much, much more. The success of one depends on the success of others, including this Assembly, its Executive, the British Irish Council, the North South Ministerial Council, and the operation of cross-border bodies. I had the opportunity to host the British Irish Council last Friday in Fermanagh, where eight administrations from across these islands participated, joining hands of solidarity in our fight back against the deadly virus, which has sadly taken the lives of so many of our people and brought tremendous hardship on every family during this time also. The Executive will meet after this sitting to discuss COVID-19 and the current situation, and we will get brief from the Health Minister on the Delta variant and any implications on our current restrictions in place to protect public health. And tomorrow, both myself and the First Minister will host the plenary meeting of the North South Ministerial Council in Armagh. We have prevented a political vacuum this week, and we cannot stand still for one second because the stakes are so high, and the public depend on those of us elected to this democratic assembly to get on with the job, and that, Ken Corlew, is what I intend to do.